to five don't have to worry about having transportation to those jobs. So we feel that the funding could be best spent to help those individuals. In addition to that, there was another issue in regards to the citizens of Jimtown, in regards to the land use plan. We understand that people feel that it's very important to protect the environment, and we understand that people want to do the right thing as far as sewer and water usage is concerned and protecting our water sources. But for people in moderate to low income families, it's almost impossible with the price of things now to incorporate the cost of paying for sewer and water with food costs rising and gasoline prices rising, and to have someone force those services on people who cannot afford them. The question begs to be asked, you know, what good is sewer and water to people who would lose their homes because they can't afford the cost of those services? So the two things that we would like you to consider when you're making plans for this year are not forcing individuals who cannot afford sewer and water costs to be included in those plans without having some other option for them, like another product, for instance, going through RCND or going to other nonprofit agencies to have their systems upgraded rather than having them pay ongoing sewer and water bills that they would not be able to afford and could possibly cause them to lose their homes. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Who's next? Anyone else? Do we close the poll? Oh, no, there's Mr. Kramer. I'm sorry. Oh, there's another guy, too. Come on. Yeah, in the yellow.
Good try.
Good evening. Good evening. My name is Doug Simpson. I live at 13809 Haven Road, Bridgeville, Delaware. I'm a landowner in Sussex County and have been raised here. I understand that we have our growth zones, and I applaud those. I also recognize that I'm requesting this council to keep the two homes per acre. That's an equity that we have in the land that we purchased. I also ask that you look for incentives to help us preserve that land, instead of regulating us for that preservation. Farms and woodland are what have put me in this county and what's why I'm here, but I also own land and want that value preserved. To have you take away my equity without compensating me for it is unjust, but providing incentives for development within growth zones I think is commendable, and I think providing a TDR program that will enable us to keep our land undeveloped at our choice is also commendable. I also ask that you increase the length of your radius for your TDRs from 8 miles to something more appropriate. I don't think 8 miles. I own land along the western border of the state. How many people do you think will want to buy my development rights, although I could develop the property into strip lots, you know, and I'd rather not, you know, if I were forced, if my health were to, you know, fail on me. You know, so a more equitable arrangement on the TDR program may be an answer, providing you have good planning in the TDR program. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you. Okay, Mr. Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer, 8041 Scott Store Road, Greenwood. I got a couple of questions. When you come in, somebody comes in for a development, they're not allowed to count wetlands, right? Who pays taxes on that wetlands? The landowner, doesn't he? So then why can't he count that as a parcel? He's still going to be paying taxes on it, ain't he? Well, best thing for him to do is just deed it over